This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 15. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, chapter 61, verse 2. It says there, "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." End of quote. When your heart becomes hopeless and grows faint, there are not that many choices we have, do we? Some people wish to end their life. That is one option, but not a good one. You can visit your trusted friend for his presence and help. However, there will be times in our lives we do not have even a trusted friend. David, the great king of Israel, was in such a predicament. If you don't have trusted friends, you are not alone. You see, we have good friends at a young age, and as we get older, friendship also becomes a scarce and rare item. However, the Bible says the Lord God is better than your closest brother. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24 says, "One who has an unreliable friend soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." End of quote. David in this psalm says, "From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." End of quote. The voice says these words in this way. It says, "You are the one I will call when pushed to the edge, when my heart is faint. Shoulder me to the rock above me." End of quote. Beloved, what would you do when you become hopeless? I do not know where you are now. It does not matter. Even from the ends of the earth, you can call the Lord God when your heart grows faint. You will never hear the line is busy or called back after a few minutes. You will not hear it saying you are caller number 10. Also, you will not hear the message, "Press 1 to get a call back." You see, the line of the Lord God is open and directly accessible 24 hours and 7 days. You can call Him at any time. He will not ask you why you called me now. You called after you messed up your life with mistakes. He won't accuse you like that. In fact, He will not accuse you of your past actions. David called from the ends of the earth when his heart grew faint and became hopeless. God helped him and delivered him from all his troubles. This is the reason why his writing became the word of God for you and I to follow. Beloved, are you hopeless? Does your heart grow faint? Listen what Jonah said. He said, "I called out of my distress to the Lord, and He answered me. I cried for help from the depth of Sheol." End of quote. Jonah chapter 2 verse 2. And he also said, "While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord." End of quote. You see, when you faint, do not be afraid or shameful to remember and call upon the name of the Lord. Jonah did, and he was rescued and delivered. The Lord God will shoulder you to the rock above you. You see, He is the eternal shoulder and rock. He is your refuge and shelter. He will shoulder you under His safe wings, and you come out of the troubles with the help of the Lord. He promised it. You can claim the promise. Beloved, one more thing. When you call upon the Lord God, call Him in the matchless and wonderful name of His Son and the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. John 14:13-14. Bible affirms Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy 2:5. You see, you can come to holy God only through Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the one who already paid for your sins and mistakes by His divine blood. When you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the alarm goes off in heaven, and your prayer gets the attention of the whole heaven. Wherever you are now, would you pray after me now? Father in heaven, I am in a hopeless situation. My heart faints. From the end of the earth, I call you, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Please shoulder me in your wings safe and secure, and deliver me from all the troubles. Send your help from heaven. I believe Jesus paid for my sins with his blood so that I can approach your throne of grace and seek your help and rescue. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.